It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and the countdown continues as at number 4 on my list of the best films of the year is one that didn't release itself properly the way it should have. It's called Sing Sing, and it stars Coleman Domingo as a wrongfully convicted man who runs a theater program at the Sing Sing prison, and his cast members are played by real former convicts and alumni of the program. The best in particular is Clarence Divine Eye Macklin, who has trouble believing in Domingo's optimism but eventually overcomes his cynicism. If you missed it in theaters, it'll return in a few weeks. But obviously, you didn't miss my number 3 choice, Dune Part 2. I apologize if I couldn't put the first part on my best of 2021 list, but this year should make up for it. Timothée Chalamet gives another exceptional performance on this list as Paul Atreides, who destroys his romance with Zendaya's Chani regarding his belief in a prophecy and how he handles the outcome of it. Director Denis Villeneuve is a bold and visionary filmmaker who continues to present the Dune universe with a first-rate look and feel, unlike David Lynch's take 40 years ago. Number 2 on my list is Anora, Sean Baker's latest movie and one of the best and most original sex comedies to come out in a long while. Mikey Madison, who is best known for playing crazy villains in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and Scream, is quite the revelation here as a sex worker who elopes with her latest client, the wealthy and immature son of a Russian oligarch, only for her to be dealing with his godfather and his Horace and Jasper type goons. The movie is funny, gripping, and outrageously entertaining, and even when we're cringing at the choices made here, we're still enjoying it. Coming up next, the number 1 movie of the year. Until then, I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.